We often think of termites as pests chewing through our homes, but new research suggests they could be essential in rainforests across Australia. The research published on Queensland's Daintree Rainforest suggests termite transplants may be necessary in helping regenerating forests thrive. The Wire's Elliot Rifkin spoke with Senior Research Fellow at James Cook University, Dr. Alex Cheeseman, about how termites can support the environment.
Termites are a form of insect. They're a type of what we call eusocial insects. They live in colonies. They're quite an old group of animals, predate the dinosaurs. So termites are quite a diverse group. There's probably about 250, 260 species of termites found across Australia, of which a handful are actually pests. Yeah, they're the ones that can cause such destruction in our homes. And you'll be aware of the lengths you need to go to actually keep them out from destroying things. And so, yeah, in the wrong place, termites can be quite destructive. But in the natural systems, they're really quite important.
With termites, I've noticed that termite mounds up north, and then there's termites that live in trees, like in sort of like a nest. So are there any other types of termite nests, and which termite nests are found in the Daintree?
Yeah, so there's a huge range of species, about 260 species. And so in the northern parts of Australia, you mostly find mound builders. So they actually build these quite elaborate structures. In some of the species, people might be aware of the magnetic termites. These structures can get multiple meters tall, massive great things. And that helps them to regulate the temperature and the humidity inside. As you move south, you still find termite in more southern regions, but you start to find less mound-building termite species and more underground nesting. Up here in the Daintree, which is kind of this little sliver of rainforest we find in the tropical north, we have a range of species, but they're usually not the big kind of gigantic magnetic mound builders that you might imagine from the savanna systems. They're much more discrete little mounds, maybe half a meter tall. Or you find them living in trees as these arboreal nests. They make the nests out of sort of regurgitated wood, the lignin that they can't digest. They actually form these nests up in the trees.
Why did you choose that for your research? Is it just proximity, or is it robustly full of termites? What was the thought bubble that popped in your head to do this?
So interestingly, the rainforests of Australia are actually a little bit different to rainforests other places in the world. Here in Australia, we actually have fewer species found in the rainforest than you do in the savanna system. So people will be very familiar with termites in drier lands, less so in the sort of wet tropics area. But they do still play a very vital role. And so we were actually coming at it from the point of view of examining how to restore these landscapes. So as I mentioned, the Daintree Rainforest is this beautiful national park. It's a sort of small remnant of what was once a much larger system. And it's at risk of climate change and all the sort of the normal risk that we see. And so there's actually quite a bit of effort to try and restore this system, to expand its range, to plant up areas that were once cleared. And so the question becomes, well, how to do that in a cost-effective and efficient manner, how to really maximise that restoration effort. And what we were interested in is the role that kind of these ecosystem engineers that might be otherwise overlooked play in that restoration. And so we were interested in looking at how the microbial composition might return after you plant a site with seedlings, but also how termites and other insects might recover over time as well.
So how long, if a tree falls down that's hardwood, how long does it take until the termite starts to tackle it? Because when I think of termites, I think the wood's sort of like very light and porous already.
That's an interesting question. Unfortunately, the answer is it depends. So there are certainly some species of wood that are more resistant. They either have chemical components, various sort of complex chemical components which basically interact with the termites and make it unpalatable for termites, or they have some physical defenses. So as you said, there's some hardwoods which are just highly resistant to the mechanical action of chomping on it with your very small pincers as a termite.
I guess the transplanting of the termites is based on you guys taking wooden blocks that are already with termites in them, or what's the procedure?
So this suggestion on how to kind of promote the ecosystem service that termites provide is something we've talked about, we discussed, we hypothesized that, but it's not actually what we were testing. What we were testing was more kind of fundamental than that, which was basically if you go into a restored forest, an area which has been planted up, great effort, potentially decades ago, and you examine the kind of the ecosystem function that you find there, what plants and animals are being recruited, what you find is that they're often not that close to, say, a reference site. An area of intact forest that's been left alone and hasn't been impacted. What we found in our study was that even 20 years after restoring the site, although microbial diversity had returned, you still had the same microbial players in that restored forest, the activity of the termites was much reduced.
Senior researcher at James Cook University, Dr. Alex Cheeseman there, speaking with The Wire's Elliot Rifkin.